This has been a particularly bloody week in Iraq. More than 50 people have died in a number of attacks. More than 150 have been injured. Violence appears to be intensifying as the U.S. handover of power to the interim Iraqi government draws near. While scores of Iraqis have died in recent weeks, members of the interim government have been especially targeted. Last weekend, an undersecretary at the Foreign Ministry and a senior education ministry official were killed in separate incidents. Last month, of course, Izzeddine Salim, president of the Iraqi Governing Council, was killed by a suicide bomber. Pascal Warda is a minister of immigration and refugees in Iraq, and she joins us on her cell phone from Baghdad. Ms. Warda, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you. Welcome.
Ms. Warda, I want to ask you this bluntly. As the transitional government takes over, we're told now, more than half of Iraq's ministries, are you feeling particularly vulnerable these days?
You know, for us, because before we were not ministers, so it's a big change. Even myself, I was always exposed because I was a very active woman and I was a politician. It was not easy. I was just with two or sometimes three bodyguards. But, you know, now it's different because it's, you know, you are a target of everybody.
Ms. Warda, you have a husband and children. Do you mind telling us what kind of security you and your family have?
Oh, you know, we are guarded by bodyguard, by 20 bodyguard around our houses. There are policemen, and we have Iraqi and American police. But you know, it's when in such situation is you don't know from where it's coming, so it's difficult to control 100%. So I think it's everyday risks. But you know, we decide that this is the price of our freedom. So we will go on.
Ms. Warda, I'm told you lived in France for a while.
Yeah.
Do you miss just being able to walk around?
Yeah, you know, the normal life. We miss the normal life because we are in a situation is very complicated. It's, you know, to be isolated from the rest of society. You have to be careful from everybody, and it's very difficult.
Ms. Warda, we have certainly been impressed with your feeling for your country in this interview. And I wonder if you ever think that the security concerns now at some point might force you to choose between your country and your family.
You know, everybody would like to have the safety of the family in priority, but I think the safety of the family will not be possible if we haven't safety of all society. So we begin, if you like, from the outside. You know, our duty, firstly, we do arrange for the safety of our children, of our family, but we believe that without the safety of all society, it's impossible to continue in safety way, you know.
Pascal Warda, who's Minister for Immigration and Refugees in the interim government in Iraq, speaking with us from Baghdad. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're welcome.